Sedano Show with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. What you need to know, brought to you by Dinjops, building your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports. All right, Momo, so we'll start with the Dodgers really quick. The Dodgers beat the Padres yesterday. A.J. Pollock with a big game yesterday. Woo! He was kind of the player of the game. But the thing that stunned me the most, Dustin May, I mean, throwing filth with a two-seamer, a 99-mile-per-hour two-seam fastball with all sorts of crazy movement. The video was trending yesterday on social media because people hadn't seen anything like that. This kid, I mean, look, he's got star written all over him just from the hair, you know what I'm saying, and let alone just his talent.
Yeah.
But you combine those two, oh, man, I think this kid is going to be a stud for a long time and a big star that even will transcend the sport of baseball.
You know, it's amazing when Dustin May got called up last year, like you saw glimpses of it, but it always amazes me in baseball when you see young players a little before they're ready for the bigs and you just catch little glimpses. So I remember when they brought Clayton Kershaw up early and you were like, yeah, he's good. Like, he's got a great curveball. And like you just saw flashes, but then a year later, I don't know what it is. Like they get a little older, they get like 10 more pounds of muscle on them or something. Maybe it's just like literally growing into their body a little bit. They're like, oh, you're a Hall of Famer. How did you go from what I saw last year to this year? Like that, like Dustin May looks awesome, and I don't remember thinking that last year. Greg, did you think that when you saw him when he got called up?
I thought he was going to be good, but.
Yeah.
What he's throwing is ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this. That has so much movement. It's like 5 feet of movement.
Yeah, it is pretty sick, man.
And that's kind of like Kenley's kind of movement. Kenley's cutter is actually really just a fastball that has a lot of movement. It just cuts. It's like that Mariano Rivera cutter where Kenley just naturally throws it and it cuts. It's kind of the way Dustin May looks out there. Last year, Walker Buehler came up as a young player and became their best pitcher. Like, Dustin May could be that if he throws that and has command.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly got that kind of stuff. Like, it is amazing what Andrew Friedman has been able to create there, right, in a very short amount of time. Remember, when he got there, they were a mess financially. They had guys on the books that they didn't even, like, that weren't even on the roster. Like, there was a ton of
Carl
that stuff.
Carl Crawford.
Yeah, and he, you know, he cleaned all that stuff. Matt Kemp, he eventually got back, right? there was a lot of things going on there that he was able to kind of maneuver through, and he deserves a ton of credit. Greg, go ahead. Do you have your Astros thing that you want to do? Greg wants to make fun of the Astros every day and what you need to
do.
You have your Astros thing, Greg?
I'll do it next.
Oh, because you're not ready.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I forgot that. On Momo days, I sit back and just listen to Momo. So. I'll have it in just a second.
Yeah, okay. Next, Momo, the Nets upset of the Bucks. There were six underdogs who won yesterday in Vegas, underdogs in the bubble yesterday. The Nets upset win of the Bucks, the biggest upset in the NBA in the regular season since 1993.
Woo! I mean, you know, look, it felt like a letdown game because the Bucks have had a couple of really big games recently, right? They beat the Rockets and they had, some big games right out of the gate. And then you play the Nets and they're like missing half the team. Like, I mean, who even was on the Nets yesterday? There was like all anybody you know who's on the Nets was not there yesterday. And that's what happens. Those are letdown games. And I think Milwaukee's like so clearly going to be the one seed out there. You can understand why they would have a letdown. But, I know that was, you know, in terms of Vegas, the biggest upset. But I personally think the biggest upset was the Suns beating the Clippers. Because the Clippers were in it. They're trying to find some rhythm. They got their guys back now. Except, I guess, Montrezl Harrell's still out. But Lou Williams is back. And for the Suns to come beat the Clippers on that shot by Devin Booker was pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just wild. Like, Devin Booker, Greg Bergman was texting me. He was beating his chest as the Suns. It would have been like if Greg Bergman was like a Suns fan from the days of Tom Chambers with all the texts that, you know, all the stuff he was firing off yesterday.
Wow. So you're not just a Laker fan, you're an anti-Clipper fan. That's what you are.
Greg. I mean, me and Laura like to, you know, poke fun every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
He hates the Clippers. Like, it's not even, it's not poking fun. He hates them.
I mean, on the level of hate, it's, you know, maybe top five, but it's not in the top.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So that concludes my version of what you need to know. Greg, are you now ready since you wanted to do this thing and you weren't even ready the first time?
Yes, I am ready to go. Thank you very much, George. So despite the fact that Houston won 8-2, between George Springer, Jose Altuve, and Alex Bregman, they had a total of 3 hits. So 1-for-4 for George Springer, although he did have 3 RBIs on one of the hits. Jose Altuve was 1-for-5 and at 163. Alex Bregman, 1-for-5, 209. And, you know, the guys just, it's a little bit harder to hit when you don't know what's coming. That's all I'm saying.
It is harder to know what, you know, it's harder to hit when you don't know
what's coming. Some good sound effects you got going there.
Yeah, we do. We got we have spent, we have, no cost has been spared in sound effects for this particular version of this segment. All right, that's what you need to know. All right, so Momo, the Lakers, LeBron James, a disturbing trend when it comes to LeBron James. LeBron James this year has shot 55% from the field when facing opponents' wing players this season. However, there is a drop by about 7 or 8% when he's facing teams that have big wings. For example, the Clippers, obviously, he's shooting 37% against them. The Sixers are one of those teams. The Raptors are one of those teams. The Bucks are one of those teams that he's had more of a challenge, right, against. Now, look, I understand that that trend could be worrisome to some, but this is how I feel about LeBron specifically when it comes to this stuff. Is, and I made this case numerous times to different people recently, right, when the conversation has come up specifically about the Clippers and him shooting 37%, that I feel like LeBron in the regular season is one beast, and he is a different beast in the playoffs. We've seen, for all the struggles he may have had against the Clippers or maybe the Bucks or whoever this year in the regular season, we've seen this before, though. Like, when he was facing the Warriors, granted, he lost those series, but it's not like they didn't have guys that they can throw at him that were unbelievable defenders against him, like Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, right? Like, they had a quartet of guys in their most recent championship run that they could throw at LeBron. And they had 3 guys before Durant that they could throw at LeBron. And even with Durant, okay, we forget that, yes, they got beat down, you know, 4-1 in one series and 4-0 in the other. But in that last series, that first game, the infamous J.R. Smith game where he didn't know the time and the score, LeBron went for 50 against those 4 guys in that game, in the finals, on the road. So, like, I'm not worried about LeBron figuring it out. I do know that Father Time is undefeated, and he's maybe not the athletic phenom he was even 2 years ago. But I just feel like he's going to figure it out. Like, to me, the Lakers' success rides upon, particularly when it comes against the Clippers or these teams that have these wings that could potentially slow down LeBron. That just means to me that Anthony Davis needs to put his big boy pants on and make sure to dominate in those circumstances.
Yeah, honestly, like, LeBron can dominate anytime he wants to. It's just a matter of how long can he do that for? Like, how long can he carry a team at that level against the opponent's best defender? And a lot of teams have a sort of game plan for this. They've those 3-and-D guys that are quote unquote LeBron stoppers, that, you know, people try to load up on those type of players in order to stop him. They never do. It's just a matter of how long can he sustain that level of excellence. And, you know, I think this is going to be an interesting experiment, because in the bubble, you're going to be playing every other day. There's not going to be long breaks unless you sweep series. So if you have a sweep and the other team goes 7 games, you'll have a little bit longer to rest and recover. But that's why I think it's so important that the Lakers got, you know, everybody got 4.5 months off. Like, LeBron got even more rest to get over any of the bumps and bruises that he had during the season. I mean, I agree with you that, like, Anthony Davis has to step up, and that's got to be the pressure release valve if they're putting all their attention on stopping LeBron. But I don't know. I've never really seen any of those strategies work. Maybe they make it harder on him, but it's just a matter of can he do it for a long period of time?
Yeah, no, of course. But I just trust him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just feel like in these scenarios, he's been through so much. He's seen it all. There's not anything that's going to surprise him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's the thing. Whereas with Anthony Davis, I'm normally not the guy that I got to see you do it before I believe you can do it. I believe he can do it. I just need him to do it because his personality sometimes I think comes into question because he can be a little bit passive, right? Like from a personality standpoint, AD that is.
Yeah. And the thing with LeBron is that he was looking for Kyrie to be his, like the successor to him in Cleveland. Like he wanted to tee Kyrie up for that. And Kyrie was like, no, not really my thing. I don't really want to wait around for that. I want my own team now. I don't want to be your sidekick. I'm not your little brother. I'm a man, and I'm going to do my own thing. Cool. AD readily signed up for that role. So the idea is LeBron is the guy now, and AD is here to learn from him. And,
right.
And Anthony is absolutely fine with that arrangement because – Anthony hasn't won yet. And that's,
right.
You know, that's the whole reason for doing all of this. Except for, I mean, I know there's those like bank commercials that he does.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got like, I think, is it Doritos commercials or something? He's got some other commercial.
Yeah. Jalapeno lime chips or something.
Right. Some sort of chips.
Does.
Yeah.
I remember seeing is the bank commercial where he's like, I'm in all these Hollywood things now and whatever your dream is, you can do it. Go to my bank because they'll help you too. Like,
right.
That's, I guess, another reason to come to LA. But other than that, it's to win and it's to learn how to be the guy from LeBron James, the man who's done that more than anyone in this league right now.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Ed in Rancho Cucamonga. Ed, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. I'll make it brief. Number one, I've only been listening to you guys for about an hour. I'm a long-term sports talk junkie, and I finally got off the other side of the dial. Mr. CC is such an ego. Your approach and show is fantastic. You got me hooked. Okay.
Hey, I
compliment you. 7:10 is my new stop in the morning. Secondly, this will tell you how old I am, but I had to comment on the movie Bambi.
Oh my God! Of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Come
Who
on.
Doesn't cry at Bambi, Ed? That's a great suggestion. Yeah.
I can't believe nobody calls you with Bambi.
I know. That is an excellent. Now, we did get a lot of Disney movies yesterday when the initial discussion happened. Because let me tell you, Ed, those Disney movies, they know how to suck you in to the emotional part of it.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Hey, Ed, by the way, we won't be here in the morning for much longer. We'll be moving to the afternoon on August 17th at 4 o'clock. So hopefully you follow us there. Okay, bud?
I'm a sales guy. I'm on the road. I'll catch you at 4.
No okay, problem. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Stay healthy, stay safe, and thank you for tuning over to us. Coming over to the good side.
That was a really interesting choice you had to make on the spot right there. You just had a new fan, George. Like the guy was like, I'm in on Sedano.
Yeah.
Sedano's my guy.
Yeah.
I've listened to an hour and I'm in. And you're like, ooh, but not in the mornings anymore. Should I tell him?
Yeah,
like,
I got to tell him.
You have to tell him?
Rip the Band-Aid off. Tell him right away.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Yeah. Okay, because like you could have just had a new fan. He's like, oh, only listen to the radio in the mornings. Too bad. So
sad. But you know what? You take – I always go with honesty is the best policy moment.
Yeah, and tell him before they get it too attached.
Right, and then he said, look, I drive all day. I'll catch it for
– Cool.
Boom.
Yeah.
Starting August 17th, Ed in Rancho Cucamonga will be one of our big listeners. There you go.
I love
That's
it.
How it works. All right, coming up next, Momo, we're going to do appointment viewing next when it comes to the NBA bubble. And on First Take today, they were having a ball talking about the top five duos in the NBA.
Ooh.
Find out where LeBron and AD and Kawhi and PG ranked in this conversation. We'll get to that coming up next. We are back in 3 minutes. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Mama Momo hanging out as she does every Wednesday. Always happy to have her here. And Momo's coming to the afternoon with us. Me and LZ, 4 to 7. So, beginning August 17th. I will be off next week. I'm going to do – you know what I'm going to do, Momo? I'm going to take a Mason mental health week off. what I'm going to do.
He has taught you well, hasn't he?
Yeah. I have learned. He is like my Sherpa. You know what I'm saying? And I have learned that I am going to take a mental health week off. Mason, if you're listening right now, I thank you for being my Sherpa. As I say, Steve Mason is the most important person at this radio station. He has dubbed me the second most important person, even over Ireland at this stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
This is why he and I, this is the alliance, Momo.
Wait, so he has dubbed you the second most important person at the station?
Yeah, he feels he's more important than Ireland. Like, he's so important that Ireland doesn't even matter as much anymore. Ireland is now down to third on the important person list on this station, according to Steve.
Yeah. Well, he can say that. I would, no offense to you, George, but I would respectfully disagree.
I would too. I was Ireland, very uncomfortable by this.
Yeah, I would be too. Ireland calls Laker games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We, you know,
yeah. I spoke to John Ireland this morning.
Yeah.
And told him how uncomfortable I am by that. Actually, no, that's not what we talked about at all.
But like, he literally has two shows on the network. He's Mason in Ireland and the voice of the Lakers.
Yes, the voice of your Los Angeles Lakers. By the way, this segment is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial is a proud partner with small business experts at SCORE. Find a mentor today at score.org. So, Momo, on First Take, they were debating some stuff. We'll get to that in a second. But I put this out on Twitter yesterday, and people, you know, they weren't necessarily happy with my list. I did a list yesterday of, and you can go check it out, at Sedano, S-E-D-A-N-O on Twitter. Who is in your top five appointment viewing for NBA players in the bubble? Now, in no particular order, the five that I put were LeBron James.
Okay.
Damian Lillard. All right. It's Dame time. If I know it's Dame time, I'm on the I'm watching that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Luka Doncic. Russell Westbrook. And Zion Williamson. Zion was the most controversial pick, according to the audience.
What?
They felt like I was overstepping my bounds with Zion. I think that anytime Zion is on my screen, I need to watch him. He's that interesting to me.
Me too. I'm in. I'm like, I want to watch every Pelicans game. The other night, when Lonzo threw him that lob from half court, I was like, ooh, ooh, oh my goodness. Like, that's going to be happening every single night. I want to watch that Zion to Lonzo, that Lonzo to Zion connection, and vice versa. When Zion went behind the back to Lonzo.
Yeah.
I would even venture, this is partially me being what's new, what's next. So I've seen a lot of LeBron James. I've seen Dame Lillard do the Dame Lillard thing where he shoots those 40-foot three-pointers. I've seen that. It's still exciting. It's still cool.
Right.
But like, I haven't seen the Zion thing
yet,
so I want to watch that all the time.
And by the way, he scored 23 points in 22 minutes the other day, for the love of God.
Yeah. He's really exciting. He's really good. He's really exciting. And I think that he is that's the future. The only question is, can they keep him healthy? Can he stay healthy and play those kind of minutes for a whole season?
Right, and him and Luka, to me, are the next wave of great players, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, where those two guys will kind of carry the league for a while, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's happening in the immediate future, but in the very near future, I believe those two guys will be carrying the league. Luka will be the international face, right?
Yeah.
He speaks five different languages, for God's sake. You know, Zion will be the face in general, I believe, post LeBron and KD in that kind of era, as KD ages and LeBron ages out some. But look, I think it's funny. I have a friend of mine who texts me just now. He says, Luka needs to date a starlet.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
Your friend is really smart. Your friend is smart.
Do you think so?
Yes.
You think he needs to date a starlet to be more of the American face than the international face?
You know why? Because, like, you've interviewed him a few times, right? You've got him on the course. Not that much to say.
Yeah, he's actually better in Spanish.
Okay, I can get that. He's like, I don't find him boring or anything. Yeah. He just is kind of in and out. You know,
right.
It's kind of like a quick answer, boom, boom.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
So he's never going to be a really great interview. I mean, maybe he'll grow into that as he gets more comfortable here and in, you know, with English, et cetera.
Right.
But he's not that yet. So if you don't have this, you know, he's definitely got a lot of charisma. think he has a lot. You know, I think he has a lot of charisma, and I think he could have that. He just has to, you know, think that that's important and to spend time on it.
Yeah.
I'll put another guy up there who I think has that type of charisma and ability, like make you want to watch him. I think Trae Young's that.
Yeah, he's got a little look. I would, if Steph were in the bubble, he'd be in that. He'd be in my top five. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would
probably
knock out Russ there and put Steph there instead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I'm with you. Trae Young has some of that. The biggest pushback I got was Zion, and why didn't I have Giannis on my list? And here's the thing, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. And by the way, if you want to chime in at 877-710-ESPN with your top five NBA players in the bubble that are appointment viewing for you, 877-710-ESPN. So this is going to sound terrible because I like the city. But I just feel like the Milwaukee Bucks, it's just never going to happen if he's with the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't buy it. Like,
really?
I just don't think that the biggest star in the sport will ever be someone who's a Milwaukee Buck. It was Kareem for a second, and remember he left to the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like, and Oscar Robertson was a star. He wasn't the biggest star. I think there is a ceiling with Milwaukee.
Well, this is really the year that you're going to answer it. I mean, you know, Giannis to me is an incredibly exciting player. He does mix it up a little bit, like the back and forth between him and Harden. It's pretty great.
Yeah,
I really liked him when he was like drafting the guys for his All-Star team this year. That was pretty fun. Like he threw a little shade at Harden.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You know, he wasn't afraid to do his own thing. I like that he's got this Kobe style, like I'm the lone wolf. I'm not interested in super teams. I'm going to win it myself. I like that about Giannis. I think he does, and he makes some really great TikTok videos, so I know that he has a really fun side in him. So I don't know. He could. I just think he needs to win first, and he's putting a lot of pressure on himself to win. And if he, when he loses, he has not always handled it that well. Like I remember last year, after he lost, he was kind of quiet, and then he called out one of our reporters for asking.
Yeah, when Malika asked the question because she had written the story,
Yeah, and it really wasn't an unfair question. It was like exactly the question you should be asking him then.
Right.
And I didn't think I thought that showed a little immaturity. Like,
yeah.
You're the guy, man. You're the MVP. You have to face every question now. When you lose, that's what happens. So I don't think he's been subject to the kind of scrutiny that guys like LeBron James have.
Correct.
He hasn't faced all that yet, and we don't know how he'll respond under that kind of pressure.
Yeah. And by the way, the top of the East, Momo, like those top four teams. And I'll throw the Sixers in there because they're so talented at the top, particularly. Mm-hmm. And since Shake Milton has been in the lineup, they've been better.
Yeah, but 40 points in the fourth quarter, two games in a row.
No, agreed. But I'll throw them in there just because they're talented. But those top four teams are all like they've all got stars on them or ascending stars, and they've got great coaches, versatile rosters. Right when you look at Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston and Miami, like those four teams battling it out in the but when we get to the second round of the playoffs, it's not going to be easy for Milwaukee is kind of my point.
No, not going to be easy. And the thing with Giannis and the Bucks is that they need to prove that when you throw the picket fence at them. So essentially what people do around Giannis is they just build the picket fence. Four guys on Giannis. He's got to go around. They have to prove they can beat that. And I think that's what will happen. When they play the Raptors, that's what they'll do. When they play the Heat, that's what they'll do. They'll trap Giannis and make somebody else beat them.
Yeah.
We'll see. Can Chris Middleton do it? Can Bledsoe
Eric
be the
Bledsoe?
Guy?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Brandon in Inglewood who wants to chime in on his top five in the bubble.
Jorge, Momo, how you guys doing?
Hey,
you made this list yesterday, man, after Devin Booker went off, man. So I got to put Devin Booker on that list right now, man. It's fluid right now. It's subject to change. But I don't have Zion on my list, man. I don't have him on my list because you don't even know how many minutes he's going to actually play. And I look at appointment viewing as a good, solid team, too, right? So I may be adding another component to your list, but I want a team that can actually compete right now. And I feel like the Blazers with Lillard, you know, the Rockets with Harden. I got to have him, Bron, because, you know, the criticism that he gets and just the attention that he gets is on the list. And Luka, I'll take Luka. I did agree with you on that one. Just because, you know, just the flavor, the style that he gives you a different type of style. And, you know, they're well coached and a really good team. So that's my top five, man.
All right, Brandon, thank you, buddy. Stay healthy, stay safe. Momo, I'm telling you, that was a lot of what I got with Zion. But the fact that he only plays 20-something minutes, at least at the moment, and I think that will increase here over the next couple of games, are reasons to tune in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know when he's going to play. So it'll be interesting. But look, Devin Booker's playing great, and they had a big win yesterday, and they are now sneaking into that conversation. It's going to be – that race for eight in the West is going to be – or the play-in, at least, the race for nine potentially too will be very fascinating to see how it plays out. All right, we'll take more of your calls at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Plus, we've got a giveaway coming up in just a moment, including a $100 gift card to NFLShop.com. We're going to do that in the next segment, so stick around for that as well. Momo and I, though, we're going to dive into the NFL because your boy Derek Carr, Momo, I know you're a Raider fan, has had enough. I'll tell you enough of what in just a second. Yeah, Momo!
That's my song. It's Booty Day.
It is Booty Day.
It is.
You're a little off mic, Momo, a little off mic. Come on, we need you on mic for Booty Day.
What is going on today with my mic?
You
play the music. I stand up. I start dancing a little bit. That is true. Dancing by myself. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that's what happens when you play that music. It's booty day. You know, and then you tell me I'm off mic. What am I supposed to do?
You got to hold the mic and then reverse it. It's all Sedano Show. Mama Momo hanging out as she does on Wednesdays, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Shell Penzo Performance Live. Real quick, I got a giveaway. I'm going to do that real quick now. We've been doing this all week long. Caller 7 right now to 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We're celebrating the return of Hard Knocks. Caller 7 right now wins a $100 gift card to NFLShop.com, and you'll qualify for the grand prize, a 55-inch big-screen TV to get you ready for the football season. This season, Hard Knocks will follow two teams, the LA Rams and the LA Chargers. Watch the premiere Tuesday, August 11th, which is 6 days from now at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific on HBO and streaming on HBO Max. And I guess they will re-air it 3 hours later anyway at 10 Pacific. So either way, you can watch it at 10.
Didn't they just do the Rams a couple years ago?
They did, but
I feel like they just,
Yeah, but I think they wanted to do both teams at the same time. I also think probably the pandemic situation made it easier to do it this way.
Yeah, probably makes it easier, Just keep the crew here.
Yeah.
Keep the crew in LA. We don't have to travel anyone. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of robot cameras, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Uh-huh. I think that probably made it easier. So, Momo, before I get to Derek Carr and that he's had enough, Derek Carr's had enough. I'll explain why Derek Carr has had enough in just a second. So, Chris Morales, who is the imaging director here at the station, every day he sends me some liners to cut. And particularly when the Lakers are playing, right? So he normally writes the stuff. And, you know, he knows how to write to my voice for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I've known him for a really long time. And, you know, I've also known Greg for a really long time. So Greg, being corporate Greg, he's now got other gigs, right? You know, part of his other gigs are he occasionally has to do some stuff like writing, right? So apparently Greg offered to help Chris and say, hey, I'll write some of these liners for you. And yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday, I don't remember what it was now.
It was Monday.
So it was Monday. There's these liners that are sent. And I'm like, man, these liners are written really weird. Like they are not written like in the voice that Chris normally writes. So it was like way too inside basketball dorky, like for liners. And I was just like
super specific.
Yeah. And I was like, who's writing this crap? And of course, Greg says,
Me.
Yeah. And I'm like, Greg, what the hell are you thinking? Like, who writes like this? So we have the audio. It's like 10 seconds. Me trying to read one of Greg's lines. Now, you can't hear Greg, unfortunately, but you can hear my disgust for the writing style. Go ahead, Laura, play it. Hey, it's Sedano. Kyle Kuzma proved he could guard elite. I mean, really? Who wrote this? Greg, who and about Kyle Kuzma proving that he could guard elite wings as a team.
Yep.
I mean, listen, Momo, when you hear those liners to like preview a Laker game or like promote a Laker game, what do they usually sound like?
The Lakers proved that they could win in the bubble. They're back in action tonight against Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma, whatever.
Like, right. That's exactly what they sound like. Greg wants to sit here and talk about Kyle Kuzma defending Kyle Lowry against the Raptors. And can he do a better job than he did against Kyle Lowry? That's, first of all, way too wordy, number one.
Yeah.
Second of all, way too inside for the casual fan who may catch the Laker game on the radio.
Hold on. Sorry, just to my defense, I'm trying to make these that are more like what things that you would talk about on the show. So people are going to come to the show and talk about and you're going to talk about what it is that you just said. So it has, there's meaning behind it.
Greg, even when we did talk about that Raptors game, if we had to assign a percentage that we actually talked on the show about Kyle Kuzma's perimeter defense, like what percentage would you say that was on Monday?
It was very low, but on Friday, we had just talked about about this whole thing with Kyle Kuzma on the show about his defense and how he hasn't been all that great, and then he was good against the Clippers defensively, and he was good against the Raptors, and we did talk about Kyle Kuzma's defense, so it all was a part of all of that. That one didn't work.
Okay, totally I just found the line. I found the liners. I found them in my email. I'm going to read it to you, Momo.
It was wrong anyway, okay?
I'm going to read it to you. This is what Greg wanted me to say.
I love this.
This is what Greg wanted me to
say. Oh, boy.
Okay?
Okay, go.
Hey, it's Sedano. Did Kyle Kuzma keep it consistent against the Raptors after his stellar play versus the Clippers on Thursday?
What?
I'll be with you to break it all down on Monday at 10 a.m. on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. You don't think that's A, too wordy, Greg, and B, too specific?
You know
Keep
what you did
consistent?
In that?
Consistent?
Okay, well, because that was one of the things that we talked about. And also, you ended up saying in that line, Greg Bergman, blah, 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 and you made it into something that's funny about the show.
Right, I did make it funny about you because there was no way I was going to read what you wrote is my point.
No.
Let me write some Greg Bergman liners, okay?
Jeez.
Okay.
Just LeBron ridiculous. James has the highest PER in his career.
Get out of here.
Can he keep his PER as high?
That's it. All of them are going to be like that from now on.
Anthony Davis leads the league in hustle stats. Can he improve upon his rebounding per game?
The next one's going to be all about Vorp. That's it. You're getting Vorp from now on.
Laura.
Anthony Davis has been a great small ball five this year, but he goes up against the Bosnian beast. Can the small ball five play against the Bosnian beast? What? But listen, what other very specific thing? Dustin May was throwing at the highest war of his career.
You know what?
If we had the Dodger game, it would be AJ Pollock had the greatest exit velocity in the history of the Dodgers. Can he continue with his exit velocity?
I mean,
Justin Turner
has
mastered flight angle.
Greg, take the
launch. It's launch angle. Well,
launch angle.
Correctly.
Angle. Sorry. Yeah.
Flight angle. What are you thinking?
Yeah. By the way, caller 7 right now. We had some issues with our phones, so try it again. Caller 7 right now will win a $100 gift card to NFLShop.com, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. $100 gift card right now to NFLShop.com if you're caller 7. We're having some issues with our phones, but it should be cleared now. And if you are caller 7, you will win that $100 gift card, and you'll also qualify for the grand prize, a 55-inch big-screen TV. Again, Hard Knocks. We'll follow two teams, the Rams and the Chargers, this year in L.A. Watch the premiere Tuesday, August 11th at 10 p.m. on HBO and stream it on HBO Max. So, that was Greg, basically.
Kyle Kuzma's net defensive rating against...
What it was. That's what it was. It's okay, Greg. Laura, can you play my reaction to trying to read that line I just read one more time? Hey, it's Sedano. Kyle Kuzma proved he could guard elite... I mean, really? This is... Who wrote this? Greg! About Kyle Kuzma proving that he could guard elite wings as a tease. I mean, really?
Let's hear what the rest of them sounded like, okay? How about this one? Were the Lakers able to rebound after Saturday night's loss? We're all over it tomorrow morning. What's wrong with
there
that?
There you go.
What's wrong with that?
But that's fine. But when you're sitting there asking about Kyle Kuzma's consistent against the Raptors after his stellar play.
I mean, what? Like, a lot of them are just boring. I just was trying to put a little bit of flavor into it.
My favorite all-time reader is Dave Shore. Okay. Dave Shore used to be our program director at the station. He also was the host of he was the Alan Sliwa. Okay. He did Lakers pre and post.
Correct.
So Dave Shore, bless his heart. Okay. He had the Lakers when they were terrible. He had that show when it was like nothing to get excited about. Okay. And he would come up with the most dramatic phrasing and reads you could ever imagine. And Mason and I mean, we could just do hours doing our Dave Shore imitations. The Lakers came into the Great Salt Lake having lost 10 of their last 13 games. But hope springs eternal in basketball, especially when you have a player like Jordan Clarkson. You know, like he would just, it was so dramatic and so heartfelt. Like he made me believe.
Greg, at least it's not that bad, so it could be worse. Yeah,
right. I'm not using so big old words. I'm not using like the toilet paper of the day word of the day thing.
Yeah,
it could be toilet paper of the word. The toilet paper.
Yeah, it didn't work out
word?
Again. That's why I don't write very well. I don't talk.
Okay.
But no, the only way you get better at writing, ask Momo. She would know. She's a professional writer. Is by writing.
Yeah, just gotta write. Just gotta do it.
Yeah. So we're just trying to help you to write more.
Yes, that's all you're ever trying to do is just trying to help me, George. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, making fun of you is good radio, too, though. So that's, you know, people enjoy that.
Yeah,
exactly. I try and play into it as much as I possibly can, Momo.
All right, I didn't get to Derek Carr. So we've got Derek Carr and Allen Iverson weighing in on LeBron versus Jordan.
Ooh.
Derek Carr has had enough. So you, Momo, Greg, you are both Raider fans. I will tell you why Derek Carr has had enough. We have had enough making fun of Greg. We're back in 3 minutes. Go ahead, Momo.
Wrong. I'm waiting to see. Oh, I'd like none of these lines I can rap without feeling guilty or weird. I mean, this line especially.
Part, yeah.
I'm like waiting for a line that's slightly PG.
Yeah.
That average groupie. To hell with romance.
Do you have
That's all I got. I'm not going any further with that line.
In all the years, before we get to Derek Carr, and by the way, don't forget to listen to ESPN Audio at Home via your smart speaker, ESPN Audio at Home, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes, from customization to service to financial assistance. Mercedes-Benz Vans are ready for anything. So, Momo, you have a lot of relationships over the years. You've met a lot of different people because of what we do for a living. Do you have like a rapper that you are familiar with? Like someone that
I've met
in the hip hop industry that you're cool with?
Well, there's a difference between being cool and like, it was cool that this person
knew who you were.
Yeah. So like my definite, like, oh my gosh, this is cool. I have two, Snoop.
Yeah.
I was up at the Warriors games and, I think Roz Gold on Wooday and I were like walking around the court together talking to people and we just like bumped into Snoop and he was like, "Hey girl, what's up?" And I was like, "Wait, you know me, Mr. Snoop Dogg?" No. And like Snoop, like, are we cool? Like, do we know each other? Like, I mean, he's in LA, he listens to the radio, right?
Yeah.
Or he watches ESPN. So it was like, that was very exciting that Snoop knew who I was and we actually had like a conversation or two.
Right.
But the coolest ever, I was at WrestleMania. Nevin came with me. We're in New Orleans. And so because Nevin's like a huge wrestling fan, so I was like, do you want to come? I was doing a story because Ronda Rousey was making her wrestling debut and stuff.
Yeah.
So I went out there. I was going to write some stories on it. And Nevin was with me. And behind the scenes, we bump into Ric Flair.
Right.
And
oh my God, Nevin's, he's a huge ESPN fan.
He's a huge ESPN fan.
Yeah.
And Nevin starts like freaking out. He's like, "Oh my God, Ramona, that's Ric Flair." And I was like, "Do you want to go meet him? Like, we'll just go up to him." And I go over to him and he was like, you. And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "I love you." And I was like, "What? Are you talking to me like Ric Flair?"
Yeah.
And Nevin and I go, And I was like, Nev, Ric Flair knows who I am. Like, this is amazing. This is, and I just go, we need to take like 6 more pictures and we'll just do the woo.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have like lots of pictures of me and Nev doing woo with Ric Flair.
Does he follow you on Twitter?
Let's check. I don't know.
He follows me on Twitter.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like a huge, doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Oh, we need to remedy that.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a DM. I'm going to send him a DM
and
I'm going to go, I'm going
to
say, hey, Nate, you need to follow Momo. Yeah.
I mean, he is a huge ESPN fan. I think he just watches it all day.
He is a huge ESPN. So that's what you learn, right? So
yeah.
I had a, so I love comics, right? Like stand-up comics and comedians.
Uh-huh.
Larry Wilmore is one of my favorite like stand-up comics, right? Like he you know, used to have the show after the Daily Show back in the day on Comedy Central. And I was doing a Clippers, I don't know if it was Clippers Rockets or Clippers Celtics on ESPN. And he was in the front row. And I walked by him and he grabs me. And he's like, hey, I just wanted to say hello. I love your work. And I was like, no way. I love your work. And it was just like one of those mutual admiration society moments. But yeah, it is crazy. Well, look, nothing tops when you were at the finals and Barack Obama gave you the, hey, Ramona.
I mean, he didn't say my name, but if you want to change the story, that
no, he did say he loves your work, though.
He says you do a great job.
Yeah. Well, he definitely watches ESPN all day.
He definitely watches ESPN.
Now, for sure.
That was more of like him just being nice because like Doris Burke was right there, and then Doris kind of blew that one up, and I was like, I mean, I'm just gonna like never wash my hand again. I'll just dine out on that forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the other thing too is you have to. On the one hand, it's really cool that people watch us on ESPN; they recognize you. On the other hand, you have to realize that if you stop being on TV tomorrow and you weren't on for like 2 years, or like you went to go work someplace else, or you just decide to leave the business for 3 years, like literally no one would notice.
Yeah, right. Like, because the next Ramona Shelburne and George Sedano would pop up and that's it. It'd be over.
So like the second you learn that you're really not that important, like it's really just very fleeting.
Totally replaceable. Actually,
yeah,
all of
totally
us, pretty
replaceable.
Much. Yeah.
All of us.
I mean, they let Dan Patrick walk at this place, okay? Like, that's all you need to know. and I love DP. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's my guy. But, you know, I he's always been very good to me. Like, he's always, like, he'll reach out to me and he'll be like, hey, great job and around the horn today. You know what I mean? Like, he's that kind of guy. He's that nice. But yeah, if they let that man go and he's like the pinnacle of the of one of the pinnacles of the industry, they'll let us all walk. All right. Speaking of walk, Derek Carr, Momo, your quarterback of your Las Vegas Raiders, says he has something to prove. He is tired of being disrespected. He believes he is as good a quarterback as there is, and he's going out there to prove people wrong this year. What say you, Raider fan Momo?
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. Like you're going to – this is the part where I'm going to make this more about me than Derek Carr, okay? But – all right? I'll just freely admit that. But when I hear people say that, I always think it's a good thing. I've had a few – In my careers, like just like what we were just talking about, like as soon as you realize like you could leave tomorrow and literally no one would notice or even miss you.
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe a little, maybe somebody would say like, oh, well, I haven't seen you on in a while. And they would sort of mean it,
right.
You know?
Okay. Right.
Like that, the sooner you realize that, the better. Because like with Derek Carr was one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL a couple of years ago. Then he broke his leg right before the playoffs. The Raiders lost, and he and the team have never been the same. The Raiders were on the rise. He was on the rise.
Yeah.
Broken leg, never been the same. Now we're talking about replacing him. This game, this life, this professional sports world that we are all in moves fast, and you have to fight for your spot in it. And good. I like to hear that fight out of him. I'm glad. You earn your respect. But that respect goes away real quick because you have to prove it day in and day out. And like, while I feel bad for him that he broke his leg and missed and had that setback in his career, like I also want him to be a better quarterback for my team because I want my team to do better. Okay. Like that's just how it is. And the sooner you recognize it is all about performance, like people, they can like you, they can respect you, they can root for you, they can want you to succeed. But if you don't actually perform and get those results, bye.
Yeah, Bergman, you got 30 seconds on Derek Carr. Go.
Ramona's absolutely right. Go out there and prove it to everybody. Good. I'm glad he has that attitude.
Yeah, well, they'll need it because that's a tough-ass division, boy. Woo! Good Lord. Man, that is not an easy division.
Did I get you fired up right there?
Yeah.
Fired up. Let's go out and prove it, George.
Yeah.
Prove it. You're moving to Avenue Drive. Prove it.
I'm done being disrespected.
With Greg Bergman in the morning.
Yeah. Enough of this Bergman. Oh, he's coming with me?
Oh, okay, wait.
Yeah. Right. Well, at least Laura's coming,
Sorry,
too.
Sorry.
So, all right, we're done here. Momo, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Thanks to Laura and Greg. Thanks to you guys for tuning in and calling in. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Stay healthy. Stay safe. See you.